every April 1st, one or more members of our family dies. April Fools has passed this year, and after 2 years, I'm finally ready to talk about what exactly has been going on the 1st of April. It was the 1st of April 2 years ago, so of course I didn't believe my brother when he walked into my room with a sullen face and said, "Our parents. Fuck. They were in a car accident. Dad's already dead, and they said Mom doesn't have a good chance either. Grab your things. We need to go to the hospital now." I let out a nervous laugh, thinking he was just trying to get me with an especially messed up April Fool's joke. He was always the one that joked around a lot. When I realized the serious look on his face remained the same, my laughter was soon replaced with the realization that he was completely serious. It took us around 40 minutes to get to the hospital, but by the time we were able to speak to any of the faculty members, the look on their face told us that they did not have anything remotely positive to tell us. We were greeted with, "Unfortunately, she did not make it. Our doctors have tried everything they possibly could. I'm very sorry about this, and please feel free to take as long as you need. Let me know if there is anything we can do for you." I couldn't think straight. My parents, who were just with us this morning, were gone. My brother was staring at the wall, blankly, letting out a couple of deep breaths. I looked around, trying to find a place to sit. Meanwhile, my brother's composure crumpled, and he fell to the ground, letting out a couple of ragged sobs. I tried getting up and sitting next to him on the ground, but my body wasn't responding. Instead, I continued to stare at him and thought to myself, what the hell happened? The only thing we were told was that they swerved off of the highway and their car went off the bridge and fell around 30 feet below. But my father was definitely sober. He didn't seem sleepy when they left, and he was always a careful driver. I also knew for a fact that he had never been in a wreck before. I had millions of questions floating around my head, but in the end, my parents were dead, and there wasn't any reason to question why they even got in a wreck. It helped when my best friend showed up. He was always there for me since I was young. My brother and I were in no condition to drive, so luckily, after both of us calmed down, my best friend drove us home, and once he was sure we had everything we needed, he left. It took me a while to come to peace with their death. It took my brother a lot longer, but I don't blame him. Since we were young, he was always a lot closer to them. After all, he was 3 years younger than me, and they always tended to spoil him a lot more than me. I guess that's why the sick fuck decided to message my brother first instead of me. It was a year after the death of our parents on April 1st. We were sitting together in the living room when a jingle of notifications went off on his phone. It was 5 messages, and because of Reddit's privacy rules, I'm not allowed to provide the phone number. But luckily, I guess, I can tell you guys what the messages said. Text 1. It was your parents last year, and this year, it has to be one of you. Text 2. Maybe once I'm done with your family, it'll finally make me feel better for what you all did to me. Text 3. You guys have 2 hours to message back which of you chooses to be the victim this year. Text 4. Your parents made the decision last year. They thought I would let you guys off the hook, but you know, April Fools. Text 5. There was a photo of the front door to our house and a gun in the bottom right corner of the picture. It came with the last message. Don't even think about alerting the cops. If one of you wants to live, you will have to figure it out amongst yourselves. You don't need someone taking responsibilities for your actions, do you? We spent the first hour arguing about who would be the one to go. I tried to convince him to let me do it. So that way, he would be able to figure out how to get away as far as possible. But I knew deep down that my brother wouldn't let me. He ended up getting the upper hand by telling me, "If you go, I won't forgive myself. You've been through a lot already. I'd kill myself if you went. You're smart enough to figure it out. I'll go." Before I could even protest more, he quickly messaged back that he would be the one to go. He received a message back within a couple of seconds. "Meet me outside and get into the car parked in your driveway. Come out alone, or you will both die. You have 10 seconds. Before I could even say anything to my brother, he gave me a short look of comfort and rushed out of the house. Seconds later, I heard a car peel out of the driveway. He never came back, and he was reported missing. I contacted the police, but I didn't have anything to show them. My brother had taken the phone with him. I guess old habits die hard. It's well past that particular April Fool's Day, but as I'm sure half of you are guessing by now, and as I have the anonymity of the internet, would it surprise you if I confessed that I had something to do with it? Here's the side of the story no one alive knows. Since I was young, my parents favored my brother. They treated him like a goddamn king, and they fucking treated me like absolute shit. For food, I was fed the leftovers off of his plate. I was sent to school without food. If I did anything remotely wrong, I was sent to the basement with my father following me closely behind. I won't go into detail with what he did, but nothing good happens when you're sent to the basement with a parent trailing behind you with a fucking metal rod. Let that paint the goddamn picture for you. And my brother, he just observed all of this from the distance. I asked him for help, repeatedly, but he never did anything, looking away and ignoring my screams. After he turned 17, he started to feel bad, but the damage was already done. The only one that cared was my best friend, who will remain nameless. He helped me by sending out the texts and getting rid of his body. I gave my best friend a key to my house, and while my brother was sleeping, he took a couple of photos with his knife against his neck. I acted like I was asleep while he did the same thing to me, just to make some convincing photos. The photos were placed in my parents' bedroom with a note detailing what they should do the next day. I know I wasn't upfront about how their deaths actually impacted me, but hey, happy belated April Fool's Day.